A document which outlines the distribution of swaths of forest land for sustainable agricultural activities in Cameroon has been made official by experts in land use management. Gendarmes in the North region are currently being updated on modern skills to respond to spiraling insecurity threats during end-of-year festivities and beyond. In sport, the Super Cup competition takes place at the Mbappé Lépez Stadium in Douala tomorrow at 3 p.m. Victoria United of Limbe and Colombe Sportif of Ja and Lobo face off to grab the prestigious title. Experts in sustainable land management have drawn up a document which clearly demonstrates how swaths of forest land can be made available to develop agricultural and industrial activities in Cameroon. The document will henceforth serve as a tool for senior administrative and municipal authorities in the central region to determine land allocation for farming purposes to help grow the country's gross domestic product. Kyrene Tosam reports from CRTV Center.
The Central region has an estimated total land surface area of about 69,000 kilometers square, and most of its inhabitants are into agriculture, cultivating crops like cassava, plantains, and lots more. Land use planning and sustainable development expert Mahmoud Chihau details that with the rapidly growing population, there is need to allocate a bulk of the land in the center for agro-pastoral purposes.
We propose that about 60% of land in the center can be reserved for agriculture, be it pastoral or agro-industry development. And at the national level, it should be about 70%.
The expert further emphasizes that the document presentation, which is in its second phase, is part of moves to ensure sustainable development in Cameroon.
We started by describing land occupation in Cameroon. Now we are posing land allocation to various sectors, like for ecosystem preservation, forest, and many more.
Municipal and other officials of the center region who were part of the event have been encouraged to take into consideration the indicative land use plan in their future development strides. Karine Tosam, CRTV News, Center.
Newly matriculated students of the University of Boya have been urged to take full advantage of ongoing reforms in Cameroon's higher education sector designed to foster a spirit of entrepreneurship. The Vice Chancellor of that university, Professor Horace Ngomomanga, stressed the relevance of developing entrepreneurial skills during the institution's 2024 matriculation ceremony held on campus. Charles Abuna of CRTV Southwest tells us more.
The Vice Chancellor of the University of Boya, Professor Horace Ngomomanga, called on the students to be disciplined and study hard. The students were encouraged to develop their entrepreneurial skills with the inception of entrepreneurship as a course in the higher education sector in Cameroon. Professor Horace Ngomomanga, Vice Chancellor, University of Boya.
Prepare the students to be creators of jobs, creators of enterprises, and prepare them to be able to do that. We have to review our curriculum.
The guest speaker, popular media personality Bea Leonard, delivered an academic discourse with focus on self-belief, integrity, respect, and diversity.
You are the one who describes how you're respected in your diversity and how you're included in society. So no matter what you design and assign to yourself, you're going to have it.
The students who have matriculated are excited. Kwebe Blanche.
I'm very happy. It's a push and a confirmation for me that I'm welcome into the university. At the end of the 3 years, let me be able to validate all my courses and earn myself the certificates that God gave me.
There was a symbolic handing over of laptops donated by the head of state, President Paul Biya, to the top performing students of the different establishments of the University of Boya. Charles Abuna, CRTV News, Boya.
The regional delegate of small and medium-sized enterprises for the West Region, Pancha Alasa, has urged women in entrepreneurship to collaborate and focus on producing high-quality goods that meet international standards to foster Cameroon's development. This was during the closing ceremony of a three-day training, which brought together 300 female entrepreneurs from across the region to celebrate Women's Entrepreneurship Day. Kinge Angela Pa reports from CRTV Western Bafoussam.
For 3 days, the Bafoussam Regional Handicraft Village was the converging point for over 300 entrepreneurial women from across the 8 divisions of the West Region. The women, producers of locally made items, say the training workshop will help them break financial barriers amongst others.
Chantal Asini, I have learned means of acquiring loans and how to put up a project.
I'm Wongibe Felicitas.
We are advised to form common initiative groups and to see individuals who are in the same line with us.
They salute the initiative, which is to them an important contribution for the promotion of made in Cameroon products.
We are making products like this. We need exposure, and that can only be gotten through digitalization.
I do accessories with African fabrics. We have the ndop, we have the togo. This is unique.
The West Regional Delegate of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicrafts, Pancha Alasa, has challenged the women to use the knowledge gained to enhance their financial and material abilities.
I can advise them to use this information and become a millionaire, develop their activity and develop our country.
The ceremony, characterized by success stories, training and networking, saw the award of end-of-course diplomas to the participants. Kinge Angela Parr, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
On to one of our lead stories, over 200 soldiers from the North Gendarmerie Legion, Squadron Group Number 6, are undergoing a week-long tactical refresher training aimed at strengthening mobile security units in the region. The exercise, supervised by Colonel Henry Chindam Buziku, seeks to equip the gendarmes with most updated skills to address potential security threats, especially during the upcoming end-of-year festivities. Julius Neba has the details from CRTV North in Garoua.
During the simulation exercises that kicked off on November 18, the soldiers get up in the wee hours of the morning to begin training, one of which is a resistance trekking from Garoua to Pitwa. Objective of the day, refresher on maintaining order and professional intervention carried out in an open terrain as part of operational preparation. Colonel Harin Chinda coordinates the training.
Overall, our mission is to prepare these soldiers to be able to deal with all forms of public disorder.
The professional intervention exercise, which is a speciality of the Gendarmerie, focuses on simulating crowd dispersal in the event of a strike action, obstruction of traffic, and the fundamentals of maskmanship.
It is a program that allows us to maintain a good operational capacity and that they can always keep in mind that the maintenance of order that we are tasked with is one with the human touch. And in one of the exercises, there was a certain progressiveness in the use of force from a striking crowd. So, when the crowd heightened their rioting pace, we also had to change our strategy and reduce the barricades to permit us intervene professionally.
The refresher drilling exercise is the second phase of Emergency 3, carried out on the sidelines of Operation Adano, launched to combat insecurity in the northern regions of Cameroon, especially as the region's population look forward to celebrate the end-of-year feast. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garoua.
In other news, Christians of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon have been exhorted to be mindful about what they listen to or say about the church and pray for God's intervention in every situation. The call was made in Yaoundé today at the opening of the annual rally of the Christian Women Fellowship, CWF, of the East Mungo North Presbytery under the theme, Be on the Alert and Pray Always. George Mwam has the details.
Women's groups of the East Mungo North Presbytery taking turns to perform the theme song as a reminder to be vigilant against the forces that threaten to tear the church apart.
Reverend Bakwa Juliet NJ, Associate Pastor of Peace Simeon. As Christians, we must be watchful in prayer in order not to be carried by the things of this world, the quest for position, power, and money.
At a moment the PCC is just emerging from a turbulent election, the Presbytery President of East Mungo North, Nchotu Patricia, cautions Christians not to play in the place of prayer.
We should be persistent in prayers because the times are challenging and the women are faced with a lot of difficulties. It is a time for us to be on the alert, for the devil comes in now when we are in difficulties to make sure we forget our God.
This year's rally is also an opportunity to celebrate the growth of the women's movement within the PCC.
This is a presbytery that started with just one group, CWF Bastos. And today in 2024, we can boast of 56 groups with an enrollment of 2,600 women.
She adds that the women have not only grown spiritually, but also economically.
Mothers here came to CWF that they did not even know how to read and write. We give our capital to members to start off small businesses.
The annual rally wraps up this Sunday with an exhibition of the know-how of the women and a fundraising for projects.
Elsewhere, parents living with children suffering from the sickle cell disease have been sensitized on how to cater for their offspring. This was during an event organized today in Yaoundé by DREPA Katia, an association for the fight against sickle cell disease. Details of the ceremony with Leslie Magni.
Sickle cell disease is a non-contagious genetic disorder, often referred to as the disease of pain. Patients may experience fatigue, frequent infections, organ damage, and at times severe pain. To help reduce the psychological burden on some of these children, DREPA Katia, an association dedicated to the fight against sickle cell disease, gathered children living with the condition to exchange ideas in a fun and playful environment.
To say that sickle cell disease, this is kids. That is very important that all the parents try to help us. And it is very important to do all what the people with sickle cell disease have to do. They have to drink more water.
The initiative brought together healthcare professionals, caregivers, and affected families to share experiences and practical strategies for managing the challenges posed by sickle cell diseases. Organizers highlight the need for continuous support and follow-up care for affected children, as well as increased community awareness to reduce stigmatization.
I feel very happy. I've seen my friends like me. We have been playing and we can not feeling bad.
DREPA Katia pledged to continue its advocacy and support efforts, calling on stakeholders to join hands in improving the quality of life for children living with these genetic conditions.
This is CRTV Network News. Sons and daughters of the Sawa community are gearing up to celebrate the 2024 edition of the Ngondo Cultural Festival to ensure the event remains vibrant and aligned with its theme of solidarity. Organizers have introduced several innovations like the award of prizes to best Sawa students from all clans. Rabiatu Njingi of CRTV Littoral with details.
For this edition and other future editions of Ngondo, Paul Milo Mbappe Mbwaha, paramount ruler of the Belebele clan, is the acting president of Ngondo. Under his leadership, the governing body of the General Assembly of the Sawa people has been renewed, notably with Charles Eyango Ekwa as Secretary General, replacing Panfil Yobe, who would have spent almost a decade on this post. A demonstration of skill, strategy, and strength as the talk of war has been reintroduced to reiterate and implant the tradition. In keeping with the Jajongwa Nele theme, which focused on solidarity, excellence, awards, and special distinctions have been awarded to Sawa sons and daughters who have excelled in their academics and other commitments.
This year, the race will be with 7 canoes, and the innovation is that the race will be carried out within a defined space, like other years, where The canoes are seen arriving. This time around, the starting point will be in front of everybody.
Sera donné devant tout le monde.
And in its quest to reconstitute the heritage of the Sawaland, the clans present in Gondo, the involvement of senior chiefs has risen from 10 to 13, joining their differences in the dynamic development of Gondo, with a caravan enriched by images and sounds worthy of a marriage of tradition and modernity. Rabiatu Jingi, CRTV News, Douala.
As part of the Ngondo 2024 celebrations, the Sawa community has paid tribute to the late missionary and French anthropologist Father Eric de Rosny for his impactful works, including Culture et Guérison, published in 2022. The event held at the Sawa Cultural Palace in Douala highlighted his dedication to preserving and promoting the cultural heritage of the Sawa people. Madonkwele Bezatie tells us more.
Captured by the charms of the Sawa culture, the missionary and Jesuit priest, Father Eric de Rosny, initially on the Cameroonian soil, fell in love with this tradition after his initiation into the brotherhood of Beyumba Bato, which implies man's roots, a circle of Ngondo guardians of the Sawa tradition. The father proceeded to write in several works promoting the rich cultural heritage of the people, presenting these historic facts through one of his books titled Culture et Guérison and published in November 2022, was the main aim of the visit of the Ngondo caravan at the Sawa Cultural Palace. According to the head of the Philosophy Department of the University of Douala, Professor Roger Mendoué, 10 years after the death of Eric de Rosny, the Sawa culture intends to continuously pay him homage by promoting his ideologies and desire to spread the specificities of the Sawa people through other works of art realized by the French anthropologists such as Ndimsi, Ceux qui soignent dans la nuit, or L'Afrique de Guérison. Father Eric de Rosny endeavored to showcase a traditional medicine that provides relief from so-called mystical pathologies, a way for him to campaign and stand for different cultures without borders. He died in 2012, but his legacy remains engraved in the archives of the Sawa people. Madonkwele Bizatie, CRTV News, Douala.
We stay in the littoral region where the Mbogliya Festival has made its comeback in Puma, Sanaga Maritime Division. The cultural festival, bringing together Basampo Bati children, will take place for 9 days under the theme Mbimbe, which reflects values like tenacity and resilience. This 6th edition of the festival was launched by the Secretary General of the Ministry of Arts and Culture, Blaise Jacques Nkene. Roslyn Fossa.
The grand launch of the Mbogliya Festival in Puma portrayed 8 years of preparation after the last edition held in 2016. Blessings from ancestors known as the Nyekul opened festivities to mark this 6th edition of the cultural festival, bringing together sons and daughters of Basampo Bati. Holding under the theme Bimbe, which stands for values like tenacity and resilience, the president of Mbogliya, Mbombok Malet Majami, says this comeback edition will not only portray their cultural riches, but will also be a moment of reflection.
The way is to be together. The way is to take care of our heritage, dance, enjoy, but also a bit reflections, family, diaspora, economic, language, to look over our problems and to see how to solve them.
Launching this 2024 edition, the Secretary General at the Ministry of Arts and Culture, Blaise Jacques Kenney, lauded every achievement and this year's articulations, which go beyond the cultural impact to also provide free health care to participants. This is thanks to the largesse of the matron of this edition, Pauline Irene Gene, Minister of Social Affairs and Daughter of the Soil. The opening of the Mbogliya 2024 puts Cameroon's diversity on the limelight with the presence of chiefs of different communities. Roselyn Fossa, CRTV News, Puma.
In more culture news, the 2024 Yang Tika Festival has taken place this weekend in Ngambe Tika, with a strong focus on empowering youth to preserve and promote Tika culture while contributing to community development. No Protus reports.
According to the organizers, the Yang Festival is meant to show Tikari children their roots and place them in front of their responsibility to take over the mantle of development of their motherland. Muchuong Charles is a Tikari youth, is also second deputy mayor of Ngambe Tikar.
Young people have accepted to build the village. They accept the culture and accept to be here.
And the principal of the local government bilingual high school, Barga Mbarga Etienne, says that this cultural awakening among the youth is fully supported by the school.
Every time we are organizing cultural activities, we are insisting that our students must act activities that are linked with our culture.
The Northwest, Adamawa, the West and the Center concluded a football tournament, a move to mobilize the youth and strengthen solidarity among the Tikari who are scattered across these four regions. In the backdrop of news that the ancestry of soccer star Vinicius Jr. had been traced to the Tikari in Cameroon, the Brazilian has become a subject of conversation in the festival. But Roger Inyindi, president of the Association for the Development of Tikari People, put a pinch of salt into the Vinicius excitement.
We are happy, but how Vinicius has been born there in history, you can also say we did a wrong deal. It was forced by colonial administration to sell ours to them.
The Young Festival 2024 reaches its climax Sunday with the formal closing ceremony. Nook Protus, CRTV, Ngambe Tikar.
To complete the culture package, the International Festival of Carthage Theatre Days has kicked off in Tunisia. On the spotlight at the cultural event is renowned Cameroonian theatre figure Amras Mbia, who is being recognized in the tribute and recognition category for his invaluable contribution to theatre and the African culture. The festival, showcasing diverse talents, runs till November 30, 2024. The governor of the Far North region, Mijiawa Bakari, and government officials from Nigeria and Chad have joined the Sara community to pay their last respects to the national president of the Lonoji Cultural Association, Dungabe Tabiu, who died on October 5, 2024. Different eulogies at the funeral rites in Mayodanai division described the deceased as a man who demonstrated commitment to development, peace, and unity. Sylvester Atemken reports from Yagua.
Consternation and grief in Yagua as the mortal remains of the national president of the Sara people, known as Lonoji Cultural Association, is laid in state in solemnity before burial. Dungabe Tabiu leaves an indelible mark after his 6 years as president of the Lonoji Cultural Association, as observed by family members and friends.
He is the man who lead our community. He is both in the front, in the middle, and in the back of our community.
Among the mourners during the church service was a delegation from Chad and Nigeria who paid tribute to the deceased for strengthening the bonds of solidarity and brotherhood among members of the Sara community. Ayuva Dania, representative of the Nigerian community.
A respected leader and a pillar of all the communities, including Nigeria. He dedicated his life to promoting and preserving the cultural heritage of our people.
Elected as president of the Lonoji Cultural Association in 2018, Dungabe Tabiu was very instrumental in uniting all sons and daughters of the Sara community from Cameroon, Chad, and Nigeria, who were joined by local authorities, among them Governor Mijiawa Bakari, to pay homage to the great community mobilizer. Yagua, Sylvester Atemken, CRTV.
In sport, Center Governor has commended Lekki FC for their remarkable achievement in winning the maiden edition of the Women's Super Cup. Governor Nasiri Paul Biya was speaking in Yaoundé during a ceremony where the team presented the trophy to him and the region. Details with Pelsa from CRTV Center.
Emerging winners of the first edition of the Cameroon's Women's Super Cup, according to the president of the Lekki Football Club, Denise Kwa, results from team spirit, continuous hard work, and support from their fans.
On se donne beaucoup, d'où ces victoires.
We always give our best in all our football matches. If the second edition is organized, we are certain of emerging winners again. The center governor, Nasiri Paul Bea, commended the team spirit portrayed by the female champions and encouraged them to remain dedicated and committed in view of securing victory in upcoming competitions.
I want to encourage them to continue to work hard and to continue to make us proud. And finally, to encourage the population of our region to stand behind them so that they can have the necessary force to go ahead.
After the championship and Super Cup victories of the season just ending, team management, players and supporters are all determined to conquer even more in 2025. Pelsa, CRTV, Center.
In more sports news, Elite One champions Victoria United of Limbe and Cup of Cameroon holders Kalam Sportif of Ja and Lobo are set to face off tomorrow at 3 p.m. in the Super Cup at the Mbapelepe Stadium in Douala. This marks the first time both clubs are vying for the prestigious title, with each aiming to crown the season with a second trophy. CRTV's envoy to Douala, Harrison Ashutiku, attended their pre-match press conference this afternoon and compiled this report.
Aware of the stakes of the Super Cup final, the coaches of Victoria United of Limbe and Colon Sportive of Jan Lobo were categorical in the pre-match presser that they will give their all for the prestigious trophy. The head coach of Victoria United, Dukalion Gambe, and Wilfred Nathan Douala disclosed that they will be coming to Douala for the match this Sunday with the objective of returning to Limbe with the cup. With just two injuries in the squad, coach Dukalion Gambe is upbeat that his players will get a job done.
We have 34 old players. We are coming tomorrow to win the cup.
His counterpart of Colombe Sportive of Ja, Francis Ndongo, who was with goalkeeper for Hans, replied that they are focused even without head coach Richard Toa and that they already have a map-out strategy for the encounter. Goalkeeper for Hans said serenity is in their camp.
We have our forum, we discussed that this is a season of history. Playing a competition without conceiving, it is a privilege. I will continue, I will try my best tomorrow to perform as usual to keep my history. The season has not yet ended. We have to end the season tomorrow with a victory.
The 2024 Super Cup final will kick off at 3 p.m. this Sunday at the Mbapelepe Stadium in Douala. Christian Bezigi, Harrison Ashutiku on special assignment in Douala.
We conclude this newscast with a recap of the main points. A document which outlines the distribution of swaths of forest land for sustainable agricultural activities in Cameroon has been made official by experts in land use management. Gendarmes in the North region are currently being updated on modern skills to respond to spiraling insecurity threats during end-of-year festivities and beyond. And in sport, the Super Cup competition takes place at the Mbapelepe Stadium in Douala tomorrow at 3 p.m. Victoria United of Limbe and Colombe Sportive of Ja and Lobo face off to grab the prestigious title.